American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. The Justice Department is paying $138.7 million to settle more than 100 claims that it badly mishandled allegations of sexual assault against Larry Nassar in 2015 and 2016. It was a critical time gap that allowed the sports doctor to allegedly continue preying on victims before his arrest. Nassar worked at Michigan State University and at USA Gymnastics. Anti-Israeli demonstrations are still underway at Columbia University and other institutions across the country. Here's Fox's Steve Harrigan.
There were 100 arrests outside of NYU last night. It's not clear how many were students, how many were outsiders. When you look at some of the arrest records, some of the ages, 24, 25, 27, that's no college freshman. As far as critics of the movement go, when you hear chants like, "We are all Hamas," they say that really shows sympathy with a terrorist group that killed 1,200 people in Israel on October 7th. They say it also shows an ignorance of history. This movement continues to spread from elite campuses in the Northeast all the way out to Berkeley in California.
The students are calling for their institutions to cut ties with Israel as well as for a ceasefire in Gaza. They've also expressed concern for suspended and arrested students losing access to food, housing, and health care and facing retaliatory harassment. Responding to the chaos on college campuses, Rabbi Yaakov Meikin, managing director of the Coalition for Jewish Values, appeared on Washington Watch. He said colleges are not doing enough.
Very sadly, obviously, humanity has seen this happen before. Anti-Semitism is always about finding a facade, a pretense, and then moving on to their end goal, which has always been ethnic cleansing and genocide. And that is exactly what we're seeing happen.
He went on to say that a professor wanted to bring students and alumni with him on campus to go into the middle of the demonstrations, but Columbia University deactivated the professor's access card. The United Methodist Church, or what's left of it, has chosen its first African-American woman as president. Here's AFN's Steve Jordahl.
In about a month, Bishop Tracy S. Malone will take the helm of a seriously depleted and recently divided United Methodist Church. Over the last 2 years or so, a quarter of its congregations have bolted over the denomination's increasingly liberal take on sexuality. Mark Tooley of the Institute on Religion and Democracy says the heresy will become official policy at the UMC's annual meeting in May.
In the next 10 days, the church's governing general conference meets in Charlotte, North Carolina, and for the first time ever will liberalize the denomination's teachings on marriage and sexuality.
He says the new president will fit right in with the changes.
She would be conventionally institutionalist and theologically left of center and will be very comfortable when the church officially liberalizes its sexuality teachings.
In an interview with the Christian Post, Malone says she wants to help the church in its efforts to become a more inclusive, grace-filled church.
Inclusive is the buzzword for sexually liberal, and the irony and the tragedy is inclusive for a church usually means less inclusive, less diverse, faster declining.
Tooley says the decline is already past the point of no return.
Used to be 11 million in the U.S. Now it's down to perhaps 4 million. And I would expect the denomination will not exist in its current form 10 years from now.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
Isolated severe storms with hail and gusts to about 65 miles per hour are possible this afternoon and evening across parts of West Texas and into the Panhandle, according to the Storm Prediction Center. Tomorrow, strong storms will be possible across parts of Oklahoma and West Texas. Thursday, we'll see an increase in possible severe storms for the southern and central plains. Fox Weather's Michael Estime.
Number one, Thursday, as we mentioned, right around dinner time from Wichita through Tulsa, Oklahoma City, the state capital, expecting pretty much explosive showers and thunderstorms.
By Friday, the threat shifts a little eastward and will include the southern and central Great Plains into parts of the Midwest and Mississippi Valley. That's all our time for now. See more news at afn.net. We do thank you for listening. For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton.